When I was 7, my hair was long and thick and nearly reached my waist. Most days it was in a messy ponytail. Not much has changed. At that same time in my life, my main goals were to first, be exactly like my two older brothers, and second, kick butt on the soccer field just like they did. It wasn't lost on me that most boys didn't need to spend time painfully getting their knots brushed out or putting in ponytails, and their hair didn't get in their face while they played sports. I began to realize that the hair had to go. It was time. I had games to play and goals to score. I didn't want just a trim. Nope, go big or go home was my attitude. I wanted it to look just like my brother's hair. Chop it all, please. Not exactly what you saw every day on suburban New Jersey girls, circa 1983. However, my parents both fully supported me. The results were exactly what I wanted, and I didn't care what other people were going to think. I loved my new hair. The day after I had my haircut, I walked proudly into second grade. My new look was the bomb. Not one single part of me thought it didn't look good, or girls should have long hair, or it wasn't feminine. You know why? It never occurred to me that girls had to do this, or be that, or look a certain way. I had never been told that girls shouldn't play sports, or be loud, or question everything, or get their hair cut exactly like their big brothers. I love that my parents allowed me to be whoever I really was. I still love them for that. And now, as a mother of two young daughters, I try to do the same for my girls. My husband and I encourage loudness, silliness, fearlessness, confidence, strength, and individuality. We let them wear their hair however they want. The goal is brushed. My husband and I aim to celebrate who they are just as they are. This photo series started as a personal project. I work as a professional photographer, but I'm also a mom, the mom with the giant camera and bag of lenses at most events. And it's not uncommon for me to be photographing my girls and their friends constantly when they're riding their bikes at soccer practice or exploring tide pools while on vacation. The more I shoot, the more I began to notice that the strongest images, the ones that resonated most with me, were the ones in which the girls were being 100% themselves. When they were messy and funny and stubborn and joyful and in your face. I kept shooting. I didn't ask them to smile or go put on a pretty dress. I wanted to capture these girls as they were, and how they were was amazing. I wanted to continue capturing them just that way, not just for my sake, but for theirs too. Well, that's from the introduction of Strong is the New Pretty, a celebration of girls being themselves by Kate T. Parker. If you're old enough, you might remember the phrase, you've come a long way. That was the theme for a major commercial push back in the 1970s, kind of before Kate Parker was around, acknowledging and encouraging women to break out of what were widely acknowledged as the traditional roles of mother and homemaker and enter into a new and, we were told, exciting world outside of the home. Well, today's book tells us that it's time to celebrate the daughters and the granddaughters of those 70s and 80s girls being themselves today in the 2010s, a not too subtle shift in mood and expectation that bursts forth at us from each and every full-color photo that greets us on every glossy page of this book. As the author tells us, she was a girl who had come a long way from society's expectations by the time she was 8 years old in those now dark ages of the 1980s. And she's kept that enthusiasm for girls who break out of ages-old molds of quiet, decorous, and pretty all her life, as a mom, and now, too, as an increasingly well-known professional photographer. It's the life theme that's given rise to this book, a life theme that has resulted in more and more historical, literary, sociological, scientific studies of women breaking with the social constraints of even the recent past. In books, in plays, in YouTube videos over the past couple of decades. Well, the photo-infused chapters of Strong is the New Pretty tell these wide-ranging stories of each of these girls. Minimal text, although they're actual quotes from the girls themselves. Lots of color, some black and white. Stunning photography. There are moments of whimsy and fun here. There are moments of seriousness and hard-fought wisdom from around the United States, and indeed from around the world. As another reviewer has stated, quote, because it was so wonderful to see girls being messy, girls having fun, girls being confident, girls being extraordinary, girls being insightful, girls being inspirational, girls being strong, and just doing all these different things that they loved. It was nice to see photos where they didn't stand still and pose. A lot of the time, Kate Parker just caught them doing their thing, end quote. Well, strong as the new pretty is powerful as much for the candid aspects of so many of these photos, and there are some stage photos, for instance, see the cover, where one of her daughters is posed in a strong, confident, yet pretty pose. They all have their own story of strength to tell as well. The chapter titles alone say so much, with titles that are accented with action words, words like confident, wild, resilient, creative, determined, kind, fearless, joyful, and independent. This is a book that celebrates diversity in a matter-of-fact way. The Earth's wide offering of human races, religions, physical abilities, ages, the girls in here are range from 5 to 18 years in age, in all of their splendid variety, are celebrated here in page after page in the mixes of the photos, not segregated and grouped together into separate chapters. It's a new world indeed. And this book exposes us to a world that still includes boys. You heard it there in the opening reading. References to the other sex are a common occurrence in the quotes the girls themselves offer the photographer and we as readers and observers. Thoughts that range from, we can do anything the boys can do, to, you don't have to be a boy in order to, dot, dot, dot. It seems it's still a boy-centric world, if we're to take the text, if not the photos, seriously. And if I may be critical for just a moment, let me note that for me, Strong as the New Pretty is enthralled by the active girls we meet, the guitar player, the skateboarder, the pilot, the soccer player. Yes, the more introspective girl is given due notice in the text, but quiet is not so much of interest to the girls we discover in the photos. And granted, photographing a girl who is studying, who is reading history, who is doing science, or acting out literature or art, perhaps is not as compelling a photo opportunity as the girl on the soccer field or the girl on the trampoline or the girl just running down the lane through a mist of autumn leaves. Still, it's an interesting comment, I think, on a book that celebrates, that does such a great job of celebrating the diversity of girls being active, girls being themselves, as the author puts it. Read a couple of messages that the girls themselves want to tell us as the photographs unroll on these pages. Sabrina, age 6, says, I love water polo. I can lift just one eyebrow, and I can speak Farsi and play tennis, and I can make people laugh by making funny faces. And I taught my little sister, Penny, to read when she was 3. It's a lot to accomplish by the time you're 6. Lily, age 11. If I know the answer, I always put my hand up, way up, high. Sienna, age 5. My pony, Max, is the sweetest thing in the world. I'll always love Max. And Faith, age 18, I like to keep my mind open so that I'll be able to think more creatively. These are girls, these are young women who are photographed being themselves, laughing, smiling, jumping around, doing stuff, whatever that stuff may be, having fun. As our author puts it at the close of the introduction, and I think these are great words to end this review reading, quote, when I was 7, being myself meant wrestling with my brothers. It meant bugging my sister. I was the youngest, obviously. Sporting a bowl cut and soccer jersey and listening to Blondie on my record player. For my own girls, it means being a singing, dancing, trampoline expert and a soccer-playing skater dude. The truth is, strong means many things and is revealed in many ways. My hope is that you'll see that on the following pages. These young women are the definition of strength and beauty in all its varied forms. It's a book you can't help but pick up, and once you pick it up, I hope you'll page through it and read the comments from these gals who are living their lives in this new century. Strong is the New Pretty, a celebration of girls being themselves by photographer and now journalist Kate T. Parker. It's a great book. It's a great book to leaf through. It's a great book to read. And it's available at all of our local fine libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library.